Hello, I'm Rob Cameron. I'm an architect evangelist with Microsoft here with Bytes by MSDN. Today, our guest is Charlie Kindle from Microsoft. Hey, Charlie, why don't you tell us a little bit about your role at Microsoft?
Yeah, so I'm the group program manager for the application platform for Windows Phone 7 series.
Awesome job. So today at the keynote event in at MixTen, we announced Windows Phone platform, and we announced the programming model, Silverlight and XNA, and we had some great demos. But I think one of the most exciting announcements was the tools. And given that your focus, why don't you talk about the tooling a little bit?
Yeah, so we announced a couple things. We announced, one, that there's one download for all of the tools, and that download is free. And included in that free download is a version of Visual Studio 2000.
Did you say free?
I said free.
Awesome.
Free as in free. That includes a version of Visual Studio 2010 that's optimized for phone development. It includes a version of Expression Blend.
Sweet.
So Expression Blend is free for
Sweet.
Windows Phone. Now that for the CTP we released, Expression Blend is actually a separate download.
Okay.
But in the next release, we'll put it within the package.
Excellent.
We just didn't get enough time to finish that.
Sure.
And it includes the new Windows Phone emulator,
okay,
all the documentation and everything you need, plus the XNA Game Studio 4.0. And the idea here is that developers that want to write Windows Phone applications can access these tools. They're friction-free, they can get started, and they don't have to worry about, you know, expensive tools or lots of installs, and boom, 20 minutes later, maybe not that long, it's up and running on your workstation, and you can be productive.
That's fantastic. So I was playing around with the tools a little bit, and one of the things that I just loved about the emulator was that I opened up Internet Explorer and I just typed http://, you know, whack, localhost, and the networking just worked. So I'd love to hear more about the emulator and what it supports and how you can rotate it. Those types of things would be great.
Yeah, so the emulator, it is really great. You know, we don't have devices for developers to use at this point in time.
Mm-hmm.
And even once we do, we think that for developers to be productive, they're going to want to do a lot of the development directly on their workstation. Maybe they're on an airplane.
Right.
And actually, in my session yesterday, I had a show of hands of the developers who were coding during my session on the emulator. And most of them raised their hands.
Of course.
So the emulator supports full 3D GPU acceleration. So even XNA games running on the phone will work in the emulator with full 3D speed. It is x86 based, so it's running in a virtualized environment,
mm-hmm,
which means that it's super fast. It's as fast as your PC is.
Amazing.
It supports multi-touch, so if you have a Windows 7 PC with multi-touch, touch just works.
I gotta get one.
And a bunch of other stuff. The networking support is really robust as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's designed to be very quick. The first time you run it, like the first time you hit F5 in Visual Studio or Blend to get it going, it takes a little bit to start up because it's actually booting a version of the OS.
Okay.
But the subsequent times, it's snappy. And
notice that it just, you're absolutely
exactly
right in. It's just
it's
fantastic.
Really a joy.
Yeah, I love the emulator. So with that, I would say, you know, you just mentioned how networking is really good. So another aspect with phone development is to build like a connected phone, you know, connected application. So what are the capabilities there that...
Well, you know, we think about applications, and I think developers think about applications as including client-side code and server-side code. It's just generally the way applications are today. And with our tools, here's an example of what you can do. You can go into Visual Studio 2010.
Mm-hmm.
You can do file, new project, create an Azure web service project, you know, Windows Communication Foundation-based web service in Azure, build that. Then do add new project, Windows Phone project.
Nice.
And boom, now you've got this design surface. Drag and drop some controls, wire up the WCF service, hit F5, and on your workstation, you've got a service-enabled application running on the phone. And I've done this myself, and it's taken less than 2 minutes to do the entire thing.
All right, see, now I have to go do that myself.
Yeah.
That sounds too cool.
Yeah.
All right, so Nat, great information for developers. That's awesome. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to ask you a question. It's like a psychological profile thing. So I'm going to give you two things,
okay,
and you pick the first one that comes to mind.
Okay.
All right, so the first one is Mac or PC?
PC.
All right, the next one is Kirk or Spock?
Spock.
And then the next one is, it's a tough one, it's Jacob or Edward?
Think. Edward.
Edward, okay, so you got the reference, good.
No, I didn't. Edward's my middle name.
Oh, there you go. So it's a werewolf, vampire, Twilight thing. So.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not a fan. My daughter is, but...
Yeah. I'm not either, but my daughter's educated me. And then the last one is Cinderella or Snow White?
Definitely Snow White.
Okay, awesome. So thanks a lot for joining us, Charlie, and it's a great bit
it was
talk
fun
with you. Thank
great,
you.
Great talking
and
with you.
Thanks for watching Bytes by MSDN.